Hello.
Hello, I am Nelson of Opinion Research, a national service research firm, and we are listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I can't hear you. Can you hold on a minute?
Norman, sure. Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, I am Nelson of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. Can you hear me?
I think so.
Okay.
You're doing research?
I am Nelson of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we are listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. In which county do you currently reside? B, Cleaver, Nueces, San Patricio?
San Patricio.
Right. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns? Yes? No.
No.
All right, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of a party?
Independent.
Although you vote for the person and not one of the major parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates of whom you knew little about, have you tended to vote for the Democrat candidate, the Republican candidate?
I don't know. I probably don't.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
Probably 0.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
That's somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name. Vice President Kamala Harris.
I've heard of her.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. So the first one is Vice President Kamala Harris.
I've heard of her.
Just to confirm, you said you never heard of it?
I have heard.
Okay, and would that be a strong or just somewhat positive, negative impression?
I'm hearing her.
I'm sorry?
I guess negative.
Okay, and that's a somewhat negative or strong negative?
Somewhat.
Right. Second is Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard.
I've heard of him, but no opinion.
Okay. Next one. State Senator Morgan LaMaccia. Strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
Never heard.
The Republican Party. Strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Republican candidate for state senate, Adam Hinojosa. Strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
Never heard of.
The Democratic Party. Strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Former President Donald Trump. Strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard.
No opinion.
If the election for President of the United States was held today, and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Republicans, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Democrats, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
No opinion. I don't know.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colleen Aldred, Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican.
I don't think I know any of them.
Okay. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan LaMaccia, Democrat, Adam Hinojosa, Republican.
I'm not going to vote. Sorry.
Okay. Do you think Morgan LaMaccia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better? Deserves re-election or someone else?
I do not know her. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for State Senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for the candidate. Here's the first statement. Morgan LaMascia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school policies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat likely.
Just to confirm, you said somewhat more likely, right?
Yes.
Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the Police Academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
I do not know. I'm not familiar with the name.
Okay. Morgan LaMascia, supporter allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat likely. I don't know her though.
Morgan LaMascia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat unlikely.
Just to confirm, you said somewhat more likely, right?
Yes.
All right. Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan LaMascia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan LaMascia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family bear business. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan LaMascia is currently campaigning against windstorm, insurance rate increases. But when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan LaMantia opposed removing judges who did not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, some less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan LaMantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan LaMantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan LaMantia opposed school choice legislation that will have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan LaMantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan LaMantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan LaMancha supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
According to Nueces County records, Adam Inahosa's restaurant had been Adam Inahosa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times and inspectors found roaches and feces present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves and unclean walls. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Inahosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
And what more?
Right. Having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan LaMancha, Democrat, Adam Inahosa, Republican.
I don't know any of them, so it's hard for me to say. I never heard of any of them.
Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1933.
Just to confirm, 1933, right?
Yes.
Did you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background? Yes? No.
No. Anglo.
And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
My wife? Anglo.
Yeah. Okay. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from social media such as Facebook or X, from the newspaper, from blogs and emails, from cable news networks, from local TV news, from news sites on the internet?
TV news.
And which of these is your next most preferred source? From social media such as Facebook or X, from the newspaper, from blogs and emails, from cable news networks, from news sites on the internet?
My throat's getting kind of sore. I guess wherever TV is, where I get the news.
Oh, well, and from the following list, from social media such as Facebook or X, from the newspaper, from blogs and emails, from cable news networks, from news sites on the internet.
My throat is real dry. I'm sorry. But go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so in which of these is your next most preferred source? From social media such as Facebook or X, from the newspaper, from blogs and emails, from cable news networks, from news sites on the internet?
News sites on the internet.
thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television, more Spanish language television?
English.
Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Commercial support or streaming services such as Hulu, satellite dish or DirecTV, streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, local cable system?
I guess the second one.
Satellite dish or DirecTV?
Again.
Are you still with? Yeah. Right. So, which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Commercial support or streaming services such as Hulu, satellite dish or DirecTV, streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, local cable system.
The first one.
And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Satellite dish or DirecTV, streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, local cable system.
Over the internet streaming.
Okay. Do you have an Instagram account? Yes? No?
No.
Do you have an X account? Yes? No?
No.
Do you have a YouTube account? Yes? No?
No, don't even know what they are.
And do you have a Facebook account? Yes? No?
Yes.
Which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortions should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should never be legal.
Second to the last one there.
So you mean... So just to confirm, you said second to the last one, right?
Second to the last one, only for rape.
Right, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.